So we are discussing the topics of basar v'chalav, or we have been discussing mostly basar b'chalav, and tonight we will discuss more basar v'chalav as we head into the dini d'rabbanan. Truth is, last week was also kind of the d'rabbanan, but tonight is basar v'chalav. It's the d'rabbanan of having milk and meat together, even though they weren't cooked together, and how long one has to wait in the middle. So the Gemara doesn't directly really address this that clearly. There are a few Gemaras that actually happen to be today's daf and yesterday's daf and daf yomi that seem to discuss this. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Pei Tes touches on some of the sigyas, although he really references you to a sigyan or a chayim, which we don't have printed. The bottom line is as follows. There's really two ways of separating between milk and meat that seem to be described in the Gemara in various spots. Number one is the idea of doing kinuach v'hadacha. Kinuach and hadacha, kinuach v'hadacha. I'm on the Beis Yosef beginning of Siman Pei Tes. I don't know if you got that, right? You kind of, it looks similar, right? So the kinuach v'hadacha, kinuach v'hadacha, that's idea number one, that you wipe your mouth or you clean your mouth out with some kind of solid substance. Hadach is that you rinse it out. So that's whether you do one, both, neither, whatever. That's one idea, that you actually physically clean your mouth out. And the second idea that's discussed in the Gemara is the idea of waiting. So that was actually in today's daf, but when Mar Ukva, right? When it's actually not found that far in the basis here. But nearby our trusty Daf Yomi people, where it says, Mar Ukva Ana Laha Milsa Chala Bar Chamra Legabi Abba, famous line because it has relevance to many areas of Halacha. But Mar Ukva says that I am like vinegar in wine, to compare it to wine of my father. Me, I'm like vinegar, my father is like wine. This is on Kuf Hey Amid Aleph and Hulin. The Ilu Abba Ki Ava Achel Basra. Because my father, when he would eat meat, ha'idna lo hava achil gvina ad l'machar ad hash. He would wait until tomorrow at the same time. Meaning he would wait the 24-hour period until he would eat milk. Lo hava achil gvina ad v'ilu ana, me, the wimpy guy, v'hasi udasa hu de lo achil, I won't eat it during that meal, l'si udasa achrisa achil, but I'll eat it in another meal. So that is the second way that the Gemara uses to distinguish between to figure out how much one needs is required to separate between milk and meat. Number one is to wash and rinse, or to clean your mouth out, and the other one is to wait a period of time. And then the question then is, okay, so how do we pass in between? Which one is it, or do you need both?
Just step back a second. Was there any Mishnah related to him? This is
the Mishnah is discussing halal, which is what we discussed in last week's year. Right?
Okay.
That's the Mishnah's discussion.
Okay.
And then the Gemara goes on to discuss other ways of how we separate from eating milk from meat.
Okay.
And that's that discussion. All right. So yes.
So is the whole thing with the meat and milk in the mouth, or is it inside? Or we don't know.
You know what's the fear?
The fear that mixing your mouth.
Well, we kind of know a little bit, because that's those same sugyas in Chulin, actually not really these same sugyas, but the very end of the previous parak in Kiranasha. So it discusses machale isurus, of how much needs to eat and where it needs to go to. And you have to swallow it, you have to have it touch your palate. So we actually do have a little bit of indication about machale isurus there. But we generally assume, I don't think anybody thinks that the milk and meat is usher for it to mix in your stomach. I think that the hana has to be certain. I think it's the palate that you'd have to have it mixed at that point.
So the waiting 24 hours, this might be meat stuck in your teeth or something?
So that, right, either meat stuck in your teeth or the fat might be stuck around your teeth. So if you take the tour, quotes both opinions here. So even though the Beis Yosef kind of doesn't and sends you someplace else. But here the tour does quote these ideas, so let's read the tour. So the tour begins, Alcha Basar Loshna Behima Chayava Oaf, which is a little bit of a question, whether oaf should be included in this or not. But the tour paskins, right, but if you only eats meat, doesn't matter whether it's beef, or it doesn't matter whether it's venison or chicken. Lo Yochal Gvina Achra, one should not eat milk afterwards.
So
until you have the amount of time that passes from the suda in the morning until the suda in the evening, which is 6 hours. Okay, so that is a... wait a second. Why? Anyways, that one, which is 6 hours. So that's the idea that he was talking about. You know, that I wait for another meal. So he's saying, what does it mean I wait for another meal? I have to wait the time distance that it takes to get to another meal. Afilu im shah kashir. And he says, and even if one waits that amount of time, and then you find there's still meat stuck in your mouth after those 6 hours, so one should remove it. And during that time, even if you don't have meat between you and you brush your teeth and you, it's still aser if it's less than 6 hours, because the basar is not just pieces of meat, but it also exudes fat, and the taste actually sticks around for quite a while. And for this reason, so I think lasu is chewing for a child, right?
Mm-hmm. Pre-chewing it, yeah.
Right, this is pre-chewing.
Before baby food.
But it's not, but you're softening it, you're not actually biting it, you're not tearing it. That must be the distinction. But otherwise, why would it make a difference? He says if you're pre-chew for the kid, but you're not actually chewing it up, so then you don't have to wait, because you're not eating it, ain't a motzi tam. There's not no actually tam that's exuding. So you have to somehow figure out a way, why not? Why is there no tam coming out? So that's what the Torah assumes.
You had five kids, so did it once.
So would you have to watch your mouth out afterwards?
And then black culture and stuff.
What?
Was pre-chew?
Pre-chew.
Yes.
Would you if you practice that, would you have to wash your mouth out?
Well, I think you'd have to make sure there was no actual meat to be saying there isn't. I mean, the fact is that the meat's going to be... I don't know how this works. I don't know why this is. I mean, it's confusing.
Yeah, well, it said it's quote-unquote okay.
Right, but how...
Meaning that...
You don't have to wash your
Yeah.
Right. But why
do you do anything? No. Yes. And but more to your
point. Right. But why it's okay with or without?
Why? Yeah.
I'm not sure. And the Rambam, Rambam not saying tam l'shehiyah mishum baser shebein shinayim, gives the reasons. I don't know if he intended a pun or not, but nasan tam l'shehiyah. The reason for waiting is mishum baser shebein shinayim. If you dvarav la'achas shashak ashir, if you waited that amount of time, mutar afilu nishar baser bein shinayim. So it's sounding like that if you actually wait 6 hours, and there still is things there, you don't have to worry about that anymore. However, but he also says, well, then be machmas as well, lois latinok sark lahamtim. But if you chew for the kid, you would have to wait. Patov lachlos v'chumre shnei hatamim, and one should be machmer for the two ideas here. So therefore, one should A, be machmer if they actually chew for the tinok, and they should also be machmer even if they find pieces of meat stuck between his teeth, even though 6 hours has passed. Okay?
Well, wait a minute. Didn't we just say that it wasn't an issue?
No, that's the first opinion. Which
right,
to be
right.
Rashishita.
Sure.
So it must be Tom comes from some kind of swallowing. I don't know what the svar is or what the Metzius is.
So it's clearly, it's completely...
Well, the tour is by saying you got to take both of their chumras.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so if you take a look back, though... take a look at the Darkei Moshe. So you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, Pei Tes, Hey. So that's what just confused me a minute ago. I'm not sure why there's a Hey there. Why it begins with Hey. Usually it should begin with an Aleph. Because that's the way the alphabet goes. I'm not sure. It's hard to say if there's a typo in this. It's such a key simon. I'm not sure why that's like that.
There's an olive next to it.
Right. But that olive.
And then an asterisk, meaning. So that olive has nothing to do with it.
Yes, I'm not sure what the story is.
I might have thought that it had something to do with the actual spelling that he was displaying.
I'm not sure. So any, but anyway, so here he goes on to quote the other ideas that are out there amongst Rishonim, which would then form the basis of the Ramaz Psak, which is not necessarily what we follow. It says, V'mordechai reish kol abasar v'atosos pirshu besuda acheres. So in the Mordechai, as well as Tosos, right there on the daf, where it discusses this case of Marukva, mm-hmm. So he explains about so he says, no, it has to be another meal. He doesn't mean that you have to wait till the next scheduled meal, you know, on the list. Even if you do it immediately. If you remove it and you make a bracha, that if you remove the meal, you remove the meat, and you make a bracha achrona, you bench, and now you decide you're hungry again, so you can go ahead and have a cheese sandwich. That's Mordechai and the Balei Tosfos. Those are pretty heavy hitters there. V'chein ha'kasa v'agos ha'shiri, v'agos maimonios, v'perek tesem ha'malchos ha'suris, v'agos shari dura. Rabin nogim lahakel, many have the custom to be makel, v'osim lehem pshara midaitam, lahamtin sha'achas, to wait 1 hour. Achar sudas basar, after a meat meal, v'salku ubarchu v'az ochlim gvina, avagav del eshkan time of remez l'shir there, even though there doesn't seem to be any reason why one would wait an hour. There's no real accord for waiting an hour, but no, that's you know, some have this chum. We call makom mi yimcha biyadeyem, who's going to go and slap their hands, hold about tos v'arav yom matirin, that all the tos and the arav yom all say right away you could eat it. Omnam ha tsenuim moshchim yadeyem ad misudas shachmas lasudas arvis. However, the tsenuim, meaning the from people, right, moshchim, they hold their hands back from Suda Shachris until evening. I mean, they don't eat in between. V'chein chasav ha'aruch, v'noagim ha'olam, that the olam is noeg lahamtin sha'achas, mi'chafta al-yom achar berchas ha'mazim v'azochlin. So now we have the aruch saying that what the world does, what everybody does is, they wait 1 hour of 24. What does that mean? What does he mean by that? I think he means 60 minutes. Right? As opposed to if the day is very long, as opposed to
Shosmanios,
he means, you know, you wait an hour. Afilu below kinuach madachi. If you don't have kinuach, you don't clean anything out. Afilu achar baser behema umamtinim gam kein hasha achar baser chayav oaf. And he waits also 1 hour after chayav oaf. Afilu im las latinok veim yodeya shadayin baser bin shinav tzarich lekanchul asirai kan lishon. The Rav says no matter what, you wait an hour. Od kasav b'shem maharach till the v'yatosus v'ravya inu levarich berchas amosa amanas lechol gvina. Make one other statement that, by the way, what you're not allowed to do is, you're not allowed to just bench because you want to have ice cream for dessert. Right? That doesn't work. The meaning is only if I, if I change my mind.
So could it be less, theoretically be less than 60 minutes if you benched thinking you're...
Well, that's what Tosu says. Tosu says, on that daf in Kulin. They say, yeah, you can wait the... you mentioned and then you
bench, that's it, yeah, and then ice cream.
Right. So the rest is talking about the brachas. We necessarily have to do that. All right.
So let's variations in customs. I forget. Maybe I don't know. Maybe here, Holland.
Yes.
Maybe those guys do an hour.
Right.
And my wife was three. There was various other Menhagim that you.
Right.
Dutch three.
So they hold by this person.
Well, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. I mean, yeah, and there's certainly a makor, but let's take a look at the way the Ramah writes it out, and the way others interpret the Ramah and what the statements are, and then you can scratch your head. So let's take a look back in the regular Shulchan Aruch, Pei Tes Sif Aleph, and then hopefully we won't have that long tonight. But let's do that first Sif and some of the relevant points.
Page stuff.
Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you eat meat, even shalchayav oaf, even if it is chayav oaf, lo yochal gvina achra. You shouldn't have cheese afterwards. Ad sheyisha sheish shos. This is the Mechaber speaking. Until you wait 6 hours. Again, he's passing like the Rambam.
So we're back to 6 hours. He's back to 6.
What do you mean a filu chayav oaf?
So chaya and oaf. No, plus chaya is also a question whether it's
chaya, not a cow.
Chaya would be a deer or something. Chaya is a question what chaya is. And even if it is d'oraisa, it might be considered that the meat is not as rough or whatever. Chaya could be very well be a separate category. But the oaf is the Gemara itself seems to say that one could have cheese after chicken as long as you clean your mouth out. But that also, the Rambam, that's what this Theos Yosef is about how the Rambam works on that Gemara. But the Rambam says 6 hours. So the Rambam says 6 hours, right? Machaber is also going to say 6 hours. Right? Asher Yisha Sheishos, Afilim Shak Ashiri, Nish Basar Bin Ashinayim. If you have meat till there, Tzarech Lasir, Veloz Latino Tzarech Lahabdin. Remember, as the Torah wrote, you have to keep the chumras of both. Right, even if you're only being malaise for the meat, and only if you're being, and even if you wait 6 hours and there's still things there, you have to machmir both, and you have to be strict on that. Fine. Comes the Rama and says, "V'imatza achar kach baser shebein hashinayim umasiro tzarch ladiach piv kol mishiyochal gvina." Okay, if you wait 6 hours and you lo and behold you find the strands of, strings of meat still there, you should take it out and you got to clean yourself out a little bit before you actually go ahead and eat cheese. V'yesh omrim, the ein tzarch lahamtin sheishos rak miyad. You don't have to wait 6 hours, you can do it right away. Im salaku berach, berachas amazon. If you remove the meal and you make a bracha berachas amazon, mutai de kinuach and adacha, all you have to do is kinuach and adacha, right? And he quotes a pretty nice list of Maimakomas there. Tosos Mordechai, Shkos Hashiri, Haos Maimonio, Ravya, right? Pretty nice list. Vaminag ha pashut be medinos ha'elu. Again, he's writing in Krakow, in Poland. Lahamtin achar chilas baser sha'achas. To wait 1 hour. Va'ochan achar kach gvina. And to eat cheese right afterwards. Miut tzrichim levarach gamkin berchaz mozon achar baser. You better bench after you eat the meat. Okay. Da'az havi kasuda acheres. I'm saying it's like another meal. Damotu le'achul u'tivri hamakilin. Aba b'lo berchaz mozon lo mahani haptana sha'a. But if you don't bench, the an hour wait doesn't help for you. And it doesn't matter whether you waited an hour before you bench or after you bench. Meaning, if you were sitting around and fresting for an hour or so, and then you bench, so that's okay also.
So you just say bread
for sure,
same thing.
So yeah, right. The im matza basar bein shinav achar ashatzar l'nakul asir. If you find you better, you can take it out. V'yesh omrim. The ein levarach berachas amazon al manas lechol gvina. You shouldn't bench in order to eat gvina. Aval ein ishar bazeh. But many aren't even careful about that. However, v'yesh medaktikin lahamtin sheishos achar achilas basar gvina. There are those that are very careful that wait 6 hours between basar gvina. But then the magic final three words: v'chein nachum lasos. And this is the correct thing to do.
Why go through all that and then the v'chein nacham lasos?
That's the fitting thing to do. Okay, and then, right.
I don't want to look down on the people that you want to. They're still keeping rules.
Right, so there is some value in that, to not look down on whoever. I actually had in college, who was Holland, Dutch, right? He's Dutch, not Polish. He's Dutch. He waited an hour. That was his thing. I think Rav Schechter told him that he should. He told me yes, Rav Schechter, is he allowed to like show off? He told me he should, don't show off. But
he waited
an hour. Where did 3 hours come from? I'll say at the end of this year.
It helps your chances to get married.
Well, yeah. Don't start with Chava about that. All right, I'll explain off record about that. So the Yesh Medaktikin Lahamtin six hours fine. B'chein Nachum Lasos. So very quickly, just the 1 hour idea. So if you look at the Taz here on the side, Taz Sifkatan Veis. So the Taz points out that this 1 hour is not really based on anything in particular. But he writes. Umeharibazet Rabim Osim Psharim Idaisim. Right, the Taz Beis. The Ma'ari writes on this that many make a pshara, they make a compromise midaisel, hapten sha'achas, they wait an hour. Achar sudas basar, basilkul, berchub, ochel gvina. That they, and then they remove and make a brach, and then they eat cheese. Afagat, the loashchan, remez lashir zeb, we don't find any remez to this, mikol mokam, yimincha, biyadam, hol, ba'asu, rav, right, he's quoting from the Dark Emotion of Arav Yamatirin. Das Yeshurim to Insar Lamptin Vov Shos, Avahatsnu, Moshe Midei, Mesuda Shachas, Laris. He quotes also 6 hours, but we don't really have to.
Well, most it's a minhag,
etc. However, the shach comes out with the major chumra. If you look at the shach, Zion. Let's say Zion first, and then we'll do Ches. Zion says Sarach le nakro ulahasiro. So the Shach says a farnis bar b'sipchat and dal that Sarach adach v'kinuach hape. Aval vada im lo matzah baser bein shinav. If I don't find meat between the teeth, then minug b'ham tanas shah sagi. So I have to wait an hour. I feel below kinuach and adach. I only have to do kinuach and adach on that kibbutz. So I'm not tasting any different. All right, so Adkan Zion doesn't have to do any more Zion, but then you look at Ches v'chein nachon lasos v'chein kasav maharshal v'chein roy lasos l'chol mi sheyesh bo reyach Torah. So this is the correct thing to do for anybody who has reyach Torah. So when the Shach quotes something like that, the Shach means business. And really, you know, we say we pass on like the Shulchan Aruch. Really, really, we pass on like the Shach. The Shach actually has more clout than Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because the Shach is Basrai, right? The Shach has no problem starting up with the Ramah, and he comes after the Ramah. So that's really where the proof came from. So that is certainly our minhag. Most people's minhag, I shouldn't say our minhag, most people's minhag. Somebody asked where the 3 hours came from. When I was learning Yerideya, sort of Sobolovsky suggested, I forgot who he bases this on. But if you look at the Gemara, so what did the Gemara say in terms of the waiting between the meals? They say you have to wait right between the meals.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It sounds like they would eat 3 meals a day. They have one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the night. So in a perfect day, right, so it's 6 a.m., 12, 6 p.m., 6 hours, right? What about in Northern Europe, in Germany, right, in the winter? So the smallest, you know, a day might be as small as 6 hours long. So he thought that maybe that would be, that might be a core for waiting 3 hours, whether you like it or not. But the idea of waiting 3 hours is not found, I don't think it's found anywhere on the page of Shulchan Aruch. There are some that come later do mention it, but that's the story there.
Is there ever written